Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee and your tea, meditate, pray, stage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host and creator, Busy Balboa. Welcome to the show. It's the end of the year, y'all. Today is the last Sunday. It's the last weekend. It's the last everything of 2023. I pray that if you're listening to this, you've had a great year. And if you're listening to this, I also pray that everything continues to get better for you. You continue to advance and grow in life. And I pray that you're surrounded by love and light and know that you're special in this world. Know that I really appreciate your support. Because if you're listening to this, that means you're definitely someone of importance in my life, because you make it possible for me to do the things that I love by just supporting me and being here. So I'm very grateful for you. And know that God is with you all the time, even when things seem cloudy and you can't make sense of what's going on in your life. God is with you even then. And things are going to get better before they get worse. As long as you keep your head in the game, stay positive, keep trying, keep applying yourself. Always be open to criticism. Always be open to learn. Always be open to be taught something. Continue to lend yourself as a teacher out here. Continue to lend yourself as a point of wisdom where people can come, a safe space. Things will come to you. And you'll be blessed. If you continue to move in a very honorable way, you'll be blessed. No matter what you say about yourself, no matter what you think about yourself, you will be blessed. It don't matter what nobody else think about you. It don't matter about the mistakes you've made. You will be blessed. So I just wanted to say that, popping off this last episode of the year. I really appreciate the journey of this podcast, because this has been a great outlet for me. Therapy ain't needed whenever you got a podcast, I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm just joking. This year has been extremely challenging for me. It's come with its highs and its lows. And a lot of people have been dealing with that. Not just this year, but over the course of their life. But I feel like this year was one of the most challenging years. I went through a lot of changes in a short period of time. And, people always try to figure out what's the lesson that they can take away from certain situations. Like, oh, the lesson for 2023 has been this, this, and this. But for me, I can't really pinpoint the exact lesson, because I learned so much this year. A lot of things that I had to relearn, I already knew before, but maybe I lost my way. And I think ultimately what I'm taking with me into the new year is being mindful that the only person that can truly protect me and take care of me and love me is myself. And no matter how much you have in common with anyone, it don't matter bloodline, it don't matter love or, you know, history, anything, you have to be on the lookout for yourself. You have to be out here protecting yourself. You can't be giving yourself out all willy-nilly. You got to be a little bit more protective of yourself, of your kingdom, because this is all you. When it all falls down, it's all on you. Even whenever it's all up, you got to make sure you're taking care of you. And, you know, I've given myself out plenty, and I don't regret that. I just regret not knowing my limit. If I would have known my limit, a lot of times I would have been able to protect myself from certain situations and not get myself into certain situations. So just learning small, you know, small things to be able to protect myself in the future. Also a lesson I would say is trust in God. No matter what you believe in, you have to trust the flow of life, trust the cycle. A lot of times you're moving so fast and you're trying to have such a hold onto your life that you end up steering your own self wrong. And it's harder to forgive yourself when you know you did something with no like influence, with no nobody stopping you. It was all you. It was things that you did that got yourself into a certain situation. It's different whenever you feel like you were manipulated, or whenever you feel like you were drawn into or accidentally fell into something. But when you know you intentionally made certain moves in your life and it ended you up in a certain situation, it's harder to kind of forgive yourself. You are a little harder on yourself because, you know, they got that saying, when you know better, you do better. And whenever you fuck up and you hurt your own feelings, it's hard to forgive yourself because when you know better, you're supposed to do better. And so this year, it was more so about me forgiving myself than it was about me forgiving anyone else. You know, giving myself some grace, allowing myself to feel every emotion possible that I could ever feel in my life. I felt that this year for sure. A lot of people had to go that I was close to, or that I feel like weren't benefiting my life in a positive manner. A lot of people had to go. And it doesn't mean it's bad blood. It's just some relationships, you know, you outgrow them. And certain things that people do, you don't mix in anymore. And so those relationships have to, you know, they have their time lapse. And I'm just in a different space, different mindset. I haven't been smoking. I haven't been doing a lot of things that I used to do. And, you know, making those sacrifices to change and be a better person were necessary. I've been eating like crazy, gaining weight, but I feel like it's just my body trying to get back on track and find some type of regulation for me changing up so many different things about myself. So every year I want to get more fit, and every year I don't get more fit at all. So, you know, I don't like to make resolutions or anything, but I would like to tap into that area of my life, working out more, taking care of my body in general. I want to get back to eating better for sure. But I just want to, I want to be able to create a safe space for myself, allow myself to feel soft and allow myself to be loved on, and allow myself to love freely without any expectations back, without any like, I want to say without like me bringing in my past into new situations. I want to be able to just move on with my life, not hold on to certain things that have hurt me or certain memories or whatever. I want to just completely cleanse my mind of all that, anger and whatever. I don't even know all the stuff that I've had built up over the years. It's time to flush all of that stuff away and just live freely, create a safe space for myself to just be free. I do feel like things happen for a reason. And, with me coming from San Diego back to Atlanta area, it's been a challenge. Definitely have had my months where I'm kind of sad or not feeling that well about where I'm at because I'm such a San Diego baby now. But you see, I got the Atlanta hat on, so I'm getting a, trying to get accommodated here. But I just missed the San Diego lifestyle. I missed the people there that I met over time. I missed the food. I missed the lifestyle. I missed the sun. I missed the sky. I missed looking at the horizon. I missed the ocean breeze. I just missed the events and the independent artist events and just networking with different people out there. I just miss that energy a lot. It's a different energy over here, and it's different lifestyles over here. It's di different everything over here. And I'm not trying to bash, Atlanta or Georgia in general. It's just different. It doesn't feel as like exciting. Even when you go outside, it's like it's no energy in the sky that makes me feel like, yes, let's start the day. It's kind of like dread in the sky, like, ugh, gotta start the day. But I'm trying to get out a little bit more. I haven't really been out that much. I know that, the independent music scene here is totally different from San Diego. A lot of people expect Atlanta to be like the hub, the spot where you can get put on. And really, it's the hub and spot where you can look like you put on, but really ain't nothing happening over here. It's not any motion for real. It's a lot of people that have a lot of followers and they take a lot of pictures and record a lot of videos, but they ain't really doing too much. You can do way more in Cali, in my opinion. And really be making an impact, instead of just looking like you're making an impact. That's my opinion, though. There's some people over here that actually do have motion and they are making an impact, but it ain't like I saw in San Diego. It's not the same. And even though even San Diego is like a lack of support, I feel like you get way more over there than you do over here, simply because people go out over there to listen to independent artists. People go out over here to have fun, hang with their friends, hookah, and then if it's independent artists there, it might be cool depending on what type of music they, if they on that shooting killing and you in a nice restaurant, you don't want to hit it. If you're in that in your lamb chops and you ain't trying to hear about robbing nigga. But if you're in like maybe in the hood or whatever, that might be their type of shit. They might like that. Or if you're doing that at a nice karaoke spot, like covering other people's music, that might work out. A lot of karaoke spots in Atlanta, I noticed. But a lot of these people, you have to pay them. It's different from San Diego. San Diego, they pay you to come and perform your shit. They respect the artist. But here it's like you gotta pay them to get a shot to perform or get on the waiting list or whatever. You gotta pay your way into the event, So it's different ways of doing it, but I like the San Diego, California type scene way better, musically especially. And I feel like if I do stay here, that's probably going to be one of the reasons why I stray away from music, because there's nothing here to, there's no platforms that big enough where you can put your music out there in Atlanta, other than a handful, but it's like you're gonna be going against hundreds of thousands of people. I think it was easier to stand out for me in San Diego because there was no other like me. It's probably 300 other stud rappers in Atlanta right now that's making some pretty good music. So it's like, what makes you special? But in San Diego, like off the top of my head, I just know like maybe two or three stud rappers that's black that do music that's pretty good. I don't know like a bunch, and you know, I don't know everybody, but I know a good amount of people to know whether or not it's more studs like that over there rapping. So to each his own. It's just different. It's different. Everything. But I digress. Excuse me, I feel like I'm getting the sniffles around here. But yeah, life's been interesting. The past couple of months, I've been waiting to jumpstart into this new career. And the time finally came. It took a while, but I'm excited. And I've been excited for a while to finally be back. You know, being able to make money is something that's critical to me. If you pay attention to my lifestyle, you'll see me doing all type of different things because I'm all about my money. And I'm all about my ability to create my art and express myself in various ways. So it's hard to do certain things without the income. And moving from West Coast to East Coast was a challenge for me because I used every bit of everything that I had to make that move. I sold so much shit that I didn't even want to sell to make that move. So coming over here was like starting all the way over. And I'm still, you know, building my empire back up. Not sure if I'll be staying over here, but it is for now, it's healthy for me to be here. For now, it makes sense for me to be here. And so this is just what we're working with. But who knows in the next year where I'll be. Hopefully I'll be happier than I've ever been in my life, more successful. I'm really counting on myself this upcoming year because of everything that I've gone through the past few years, especially this year. I'm really counting on myself to shake things up and make some stuff happen for myself, because if I don't step it up, then who else will? You know, I had a lot of people come to my rescue this year and put life back into me that that I had lost. I really was a lost cause half of this year. I really was a lost cause. I was really depressed. I was suicidal. I had suicidal ideations. I was hospitalized. I was put on medicine. I was in a lot of bad situations. I lost a lot. I lost a lot. And not just material things. I lost relationships. I lost opportunities. I lost a lot this year, but I gained a lot as well. I gained more income, new career, opportunity to be with my family, spend time with my family. I was able to spend all the major holidays with my family, and it's been at least 9 years since I've been able to do that, spend each and every holiday with them. I've been able to take care of things and be there for my nieces and nephews, and you know, I gained a lot. You know, it was a balance for sure. It was a balance, but I can't help but dwell on the bad because I've been through a lot, and I just don't want to see myself going through the same things. I don't know if I will survive it again, basically is what I'm saying, because this year was it took a toll on me. It took a lot of people to come to my rescue and talk to me and you know, contact me, check in on me. Pray for me, put in a good word for me, you know, be by my side. It took so many people. And, you know, I want to call out names, but I don't want to miss nobody. But I just say, you know, my Moroccan family, my landlords that I stayed with in Cali, tremendous help to me the entire time I've known them over the course of 5 years now. I love them to death. My friend Cammie and her mom, Moa, and you know, their whole family, how they were there and supporting me through my birthday. I was so depressed on my birthday, and you know, they got me gifts. They sang happy birthday to me. They got me a cheesecake. I was so depressed. I try not to cry during this part when I'm thanking people, but it means a lot to have some people come to be by your side when you're going through the lowest of the low. Yeah, my homie Tizzle Ty, shout out to Tizzle Ty. She was there for me, taking me to the airport, came and saw me before I left San Diego. 7 October's major help. Helped me with the Pride show that I did this year. I wasn't really in a good mental space, but she took over, made sure that I had all the information I needed to be able to do this show, made sure that them folks paid me when they said they was going to pay me so I can get back over here to Georgia. Got to give it up to my homegirl, Callie Jade, and her family, her mom, stepdad, how they, you know, opened their house and let me come over there and stay so I could perform for Pride, because I had already packed all my stuff and left, but they let me come back and stay at their crib so I could do my show. And, you know, they always check on me. They rescued me whenever I was suicidal, actually. And I can't thank them enough. You know, so many names, like my homie Brian, Barry Mars, Ooh, That's Clutch. You know, them supporting me whenever I'm trying to finish this album, keeping me going with that. GDQ, keeping me going earlier this year. He just kept me outside. We kept filming. We shot Empirical, Bad Luck, North Node, and Pisces. We got outside and we just really started doing art to keep me busy and keep my mind off the bull crap. The homies Walter and Mac, you know, it was a point of time whenever I was trying to get back settled into San Diego. They, you know, tried to help me find employment again and was, you know, asking me for the resume so they could put in a good word for me and shit. So many people, man. All my friends, like my internet homies and stuff, checking in with me, making sure I'm good. My homegirl Karma, for sure. She's been there for me, talking me out of a lot of bad situations and helping me mentally. It's been people just pull up on me and get me out the house. My family, of course. All my family, my baby brother and his wife. They've been there for me major. My mother, you know, like my whole family, everybody checking on me, making sure I'm good. Katrina, definitely got to shout out my Katrina. Sheena, she's been checking on me. And it's crazy how you can have a bad relationship with somebody from your past and then fast forward, they're one of the most significant people in your life, always checking on you, always making sure you're good, always preaching the good wisdom into your ear and putting positivity out there for you. Kind of made me look at forgiveness different, you know. But a lot of people, man, a lot of people have been checking in on me, making sure I'm good, sending me music, you know. I started this Discord group, put a bunch of rappers, producers, radio folks, all type of people in there to try to, you know, create some type of community where we can share music and ideas and, you know, help each other elevate and grow. And that's been doing pretty good. Shout out to everybody in my Discord group. And if you want to be in my Discord group, hit me up. You know, we could send you the link. We just started this Freestyle Friday stuff. Shout out to the homie Beats and Ooh, That's Clutch. They've been, you know, sharing beats for us to get on. a couple artists that I've already interviewed on my podcast. I got a couple of them in there. But I'm all about that growing and helping each other grow stuff. Y'all know that's me. I wrote a book this year. I Hope You Smile Today, poem book. It's got mad love. I got my first deposit for the sales that I sold, the books that I sold in October. Just now getting paid for that. And I tell you, it's different. It's different when you get paid for your art. It's so different. It feels different. It's just a magical, magical, magical thing. And I can't thank y'all enough for just believing in me and purchasing my book, man. I had like 12 sales in October, something like that. And I got even more sales coming in. I don't even know. I lost count. I gotta look and tell y'all how many books I've sold total, because the number grows all the time. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to do what I do and get the support that I get. Not everybody gets that type of support. So we know we're blessed at that. Let's see. So I've sold 19 copies of my poem book. I Hope You Smile Today. And it's been like one download for the Kindle version, one or two, something like that. So keep my name out there, keep it buzzing, keep supporting. I'm gonna make more books, and it's gonna get real creative. Especially when it's time to drop this album. I'm going to get me a new mic soon, so I'm going to sound a little bit better on the podcast. You know what I mean? Get me a new mic. Probably sell this one. I don't know. It's been with me for a minute. I may have to keep it and put it in like a trophy case or something, because this mic has been with me for shit since 2018. I bought it from Brian. And I've had it ever since, and it's been with me through everything. So it's definitely a collector's item. Something I appreciate. I'm glad it's stood its course this whole time and not giving up on me, because I needed it to be able to do the things that I love. It kept me out of depression many times, being able to just hop on this microphone and say something real quick, whether it be recording the music or hopping on the podcast, or whatever it was that I had, whatever outlet I had, I used it to the highest extent, and I was able to escape my brain and my mind. So this mic means a lot to me. So thank you to this mic. There's so many people I probably excuse me. So many people I probably left out from thanking, but that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate you. I appreciate you a lot. And I'm gonna continue to take my time out here. I'm not gonna be too rough on myself. This was a rough year, so it ain't really too much worse that I could do personally to myself. I feel like I've already pressed myself to my limit. So I know now that I do have a limit and that I will press that button. So I think I'll be chilling from here on out and knowing my limit with myself and with other people. Yeah, man. 2023, the end. I want to thank all the people that, came onto the podcast these last couple of months. I took a break from like November-ish to sometime next year. I'll start back with the interviews. But for Elo, Vera, who else did I interview? Cognac Plus, 94 West. I really want to thank y'all for coming on to the podcast and allowing me to help tell your story. It was a lot of fun. And, y'all are people that I look up to. Y'all are people that I support, care about. And I know that y'all rock with me heavy as well. It's some things that I'm working on in the background that I can't even tell y'all. Like, I hope y'all know I've been working, is all I can say. Me, Barry Mars, and Clutch, we've been talking and plotting and planning for a long time with this next project. And all I can say is it's going to be something. I can feel it. I know it. It's going to be big. It's going to be great. It's going to be some of the best shit you ever heard in your life. And I'm excited, bro. I'm excited as fuck. Music is my baby, and I've always wanted to do these type of things that I'm doing now with it. And that's how I know it's going to get better. I probably won't have that many shows next year. It's going to be more about the back end, making sure that I'm prepared for the rollout, making sure I'm prepared for the visualizations and the merchandise and everything like that, like getting more business oriented in that aspect. But it probably won't be that many shows, unfortunately. I can't wait until I can see myself back on stage, but who knows when that'll be. I'm not making any heavy plans like that going into the new year. I'm just trying to make it and stay alive and keep my head on the swivel. I do have expectations of myself, but I'm not going to get too strict, not too serious with nothing other than the things I've already made plans for. As far as financially, educationally, spiritually, physically, outside of that, I'm not making no real big plans, taking it a day at a time, trusting the process, and creating a safe space for myself and others truly is the mission. Anything outside of that, I ain't got no hand in that. I'm not really plotting and planning on too much. I'm not, because when you make all these plans and stuff like that, sometimes things don't go the way you want them to or the way you thought it would. And I don't really have time to let myself down, especially on purpose. So instead of making any big plans that could let me down, I'm just going to keep going with how I'm going and doing it how I'm doing, but with intention for sure on certain things that I have to have intent for, get more serious with in my life. Those things are going to be plotted and planned, but things that don't really matter, they just going to let it flow like it flow, So with that being said, I pray that y'all stay with me, Excuse me. Every time I'm on a podcast, my allergies start acting up. But I pray y'all stay with me throughout everything that I go through and grow through. I received a message yesterday of somebody telling me I inspired them because of how I stay positive through all of the things that I go through. And, I don't really think that of myself, but you never know how people looking at you from the outside in. I feel like sometimes I'm not as positive as I should be or used to be. But, if other people see something in you that you don't see, especially whenever it's something like this, it makes you really reevaluate your perspective and how you looking at yourself. Because everybody going to have an opinion about you, but for somebody to say you inspire them because you stay positive no matter what you go through, it's like, do I? I'm glad you can see that in me. I'm glad that I can make that type of impact on your life. Because, we all are humans and we're just going through it. We don't know any better than the last person. Some of us know a little bit more than the last person because of the experience or the wisdom that was instilled within us, but we don't know everything. And I keep my mind sharp. So I'm always open to learning and listening because I know I don't know everything. I know it's probably people listening to this that I don't have a relationship with anymore, And I want you to know that I still love you and I still pray that everything goes well for you, no matter how things turned out with us. I'm not an evil person. I still want to see you win. We just can't eat at the same table, and that's understanding. But I pray that you win. I pray you're healthy. I pray you're good. I pray God continues to shower you and your family and your loved ones with blessings, and that, you know, one day maybe if it's meant for us to be acquaintances again or whatever the case may be, that we can grow and learn from the mistakes we've made and from our history together, and that we can ultimately be friends or be acquaintances again. You know, sometimes you have to grow apart to grow together. And I don't have any hate in my heart for nobody. Not one. I know that I've said that I do out of anger. I know I've been really angry this year, really, really angry this year. And for that, I must apologize to all my supporters. But like I said, we are humans and we're going to make mistakes. We're going to show our not so good sides at times, especially when things aren't going the way that we want it or the way we feel like they should be going. We're going to make mistakes. So I just pray that I'm forgiven by God for all of my sins. And I pray that people can find it in their heart to understand that I'm a human and I make mistakes, and I'm definitely sorry for any pain that I've caused anyone or any hurt that I've caused anyone. Definitely wasn't intentional. I feel like there's no excuse for certain behaviors, but the truth is I wasn't my best self this year mentally. Went through a lot, and you know, I'm at a place now where I feel like I'm a lot healthier in every way. And so I'm able to be here right now and be accountable. And, you know, that's all I can say about that. But, you know, all relationships won't be mended. Some of them have to die in order for us to grow and glow on, you know. So if we never speak again, then it's all good too. You know, I still got love for a lot of people that I don't speak to, that I never can speak to. So, you know, it's just lessons in life, you know. But we all gonna be good regardless. We all gonna be good, and we're gonna move forward from here on. I don't want no bad blood with nobody. I just want to start my life in this new era, in this new transition, this new milestone that I'm headed toward with peace. No issues, no drama. Just want to go about my life in a peaceful manner, not bother nobody, not be a bother to anybody, just go about my life and handle my own business. You know, that's all I want for myself. I want to be able to continue to blossom and grow and handle shit and, you know, just take care of me and do everything that I've been wanting to do and everything that I've been having to put to the side because I was chasing after somebody else's dream or chasing after my own dream that wasn't really leading me anywhere. Whatever I was chasing, I'm trying to sit still now and live within my own happiness and my own abundance. And I'm not trying to chase anything. I'm just receiving everything that's already meant for me. And whether that be me on the road getting it or me at home getting it, I am not chasing it. I'm receiving it. And that's that. That's all I got for y'all. I really just can't thank y'all enough. Like I keep saying, I thank y'all a lot. The podcast is going to continue to blossom. I got some special guests that I've been talking to, wanting them to come onto the podcast. A lot of them have already agreed. So maybe we'll be talking again in 2024. But I feel like it may not be January because I still am very busy with my my new career. But maybe February, March, something like that, I'll be back. But I couldn't let the year end without me coming on and just saying my farewells and sending my love out to everybody that's been there for me and all my supporters that's listening to the podcast. You know, we did numbers this year. We were in countries and in areas that we haven't been in previous years. So it's a blessing. We definitely making noise and You know, keep sharing the podcast. If you like what I do, you know, make sure you tell other people to about it, and you know, let them know it's testimonials, it's life lessons, it's advice, it's music, it's all of that in one. It's experience. It's raw emotion. You know, that's what the Get to Know Me podcast is. It's all of that and more. So if they interested in any of that, hook them up with a link and let them know where they can find me. And I'll be back, you know, even if it's one episode a month until I start back with my guest interviews, I'll be back. But I just wanted to kind of set expectations with y'all that I'm still very busy and it may not be for a while that I'm consistent again with the episodes dropping. But we're here. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Busy Balboa. That's primarily where you'll be able to find me going into the new year. I'm pretty much dismantling Twitter. I'll probably keep my TikToks. TikTok is funny. But Instagram is where you're going to be able to find me the most. Maybe Threads, because I'm trying to slim down on all of this damn social media for one. And with me not, it depends on if, you know, how this project go, whether or not I'll be back on all of these apps, because I need to be able to promote my project. But I'm still building my team, still looking for people to help me put the word out about everything that I got going on. So hopefully that comes to more support that I could depend on to help me with this shit. But when people believe in you, that ain't hard to find. So I just need people that believe in me to join my circle so that we can get the word out about Busy Balboa and the new project, Lamana the Phoenix, Lamina the Phoenix. Exclusive only to the podcast, because I have not told anybody else the name of the project, but Lament of the Phoenix. We're gonna go in next year, baby. Make sure y'all keep supporting me so that I can stack these dollars up and be able to roll this project out the proper way. That's all I got. That's literally all I got. Sorry about all the sniffles and all of this shit. But hopefully you was able to take something from this episode. If not anything, just take away the fact that I'm very appreciative and grateful for everybody that's been supporting me, and I look forward to this next chapter of my life. And I thank y'all. Like I said, can't thank y'all enough. And I pray that you stay blessed, stay safe, but stay dangerous. It's Busy Balboa, Get to Know Me podcast. I'm out. Sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribe listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more. This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in. To fulfill my destiny, I gotta heal my foundation, cause this anger and resentment is not taking me places. My ego feeding me a lot of lies through phrases, like I don't need nobody and I'm all out of patience. The truth is, when it comes to love, I'm sure to be waiting, and people are a part the reason I get to say this. Clinging on the pain is only hurting myself. Just a while later starts affecting your health. I got a barrier, just myself protecting her.
thought I was in love, but I was caught in the allure. But being pessimistic, like my chakras and my image, feeling that somebody owed me just to blow it on my wishes. Ashing on a book, I never opened for a vision. To amplify my life, I had to get up out my feelings. Time flies, ain't no moment still be wasting on the past. Just the present moment matters, life is taken in a flash. People asking for forgiveness, but they rarely ever dish it. Trying to mend my broken heart, but it's toxic when I visit. I admit I have some faults, can't say I ain't trying to fix it. But I never come between any father and his children. Like I never disrespect my family, friends, or my business partnership, or my mistress. I've been real since the beginning. Loyalty's a long road, I travel with a broken heart. Try being optimistic, now I'm crying in the car. Speeding through the lights, trying to fade into the dark. Talking to the moon as I tapping through the Mars universe. Can you feel me? Can you hear me when I cry? Every time I'm tilted over, I must learn and then apply. I'm healing my spirit,
my spirit.
I'm
healing
my spirit,
my spirit.
I'm
healing
my spirit,
my spirit.
I'm
healing
my spirit,
my spirit.
I'm healing.